What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Saturday night, my final evening here in Indianapolis for the 2020 NFL Combine. I gotta tell you, I'm looking forward to getting on a plane and sleeping in my own bed tomorrow night. Man, these Combine nights, they sneak up on you after a while. You stack successes evening after evening, and they catch up to you. That said, lots going on here at the Combine for another couple days. But like I said, I'll be leaving. A lot of news breaking overnight slash throughout today. Headline probably being that the Packers will reportedly be hosting the Cleveland Browns with joint practices this upcoming training camp slash summer. I think that makes a world of sense. It'll be a lot of fun having Baker Mayfield, OBJ, and the whole Cleveland circus in town. That'll be a good time. Hello to everybody in the comments section. What's up, Aaron, B. Marsh, Bud, Jake? How am I doing? I'm doing all right. I'm a little tired. I was out very late last night. Saw a lot of people. Saw Mike McCarthy out for the first time ever at a combine. It's amazing what happens when he's not under the thumb of Ted Thompson and Russ Ball. But yeah, it's good times. Oh, but OBJ will be in green and gold. Maybe. I doubt it, but that'd be fun. That practice better be helmet-free. I doubt it. It'll probably be fully padded, most likely, much like they were against the Texans. A couple other nuggets. I reported, which sounds weird because I'm not a reporter, but I did report the Packers will be in on the Bears, soon-to-be free agent, Bears linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski, name I could never say. But the Packers will be making their intentions known as far as being in the mix. I don't know. I don't think they're going to view him as somebody they want to spend big money on. I did see it reported that Schobert is a possibility as a target, although the Browns, it was reported this afternoon, are allowing him to walk because they don't want to meet his $10 million asking price. And the Packers don't want to give Blake Martinez $10 million. I can't imagine they're going to turn around and give Schobert $10 million. But a lot to play out there yet. I do think Kwiatkowski is probably the fallback option and or cheaper option of those three, and that is why the Packers want to make that move. I don't think it solves anything for them if they end up signing him. I do think it helps augment the position a little bit and enables them to go get a guy in the draft who maybe they can complement him with. Have you seen Jonathan Taylor mock to us? That seems like a wet dream. Thoughts? I haven't seen Taylor mocked to the Packers, but that doesn't mean much of anything. I do think maybe he's available for them at the bottom of the second round. I'd be surprised if they pulled the trigger there, but you never say never. You know, it all depends on how they feel that value is presented to them at that point. If they have him highly rated and they think it's a bargain, maybe they pull that trigger. Nags, how much stock do you put in combine results? Heavily, just more data to consider? Mostly it's exactly what it is data. The event side of it has gotten blown up and put into prime time, et cetera, over the years because the NFL wants to make money and they want to make the NFL a 365-day-a-year headline, which is smart on their part. It's part of the reason they're such a big, you know, humongous billion-dollar enterprise. But essentially, no, yeah, the combine results will certainly help get a guy maybe drafted a little bit more, a little higher than maybe he was previously going to go because a team really likes his athletic testing. But I'm talking like one or two spots maybe. It's very rare that a guy will, quote unquote, jump up a draft board. A lot of times, you know, tiers will have been set prior to attending the combine, and testing may shuffle a few things around. But for the most part, it's really just teams forming their own database and collecting all of that testing info so they have it on file. It's Saturday night and I'm watching Extra Trees, Cheese, and playing Jedi Fallen Order. Life is good. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That is like nerd heaven right there. Now, as you see, Domofsky said that Green Bay wants to add two pass catchers through free agency in the draft. So Hooper and a wide receiver high. That's a distinct possibility. You know they're going to be in on Hooper, so it would definitely make sense. Jake, thanks for the super chat. What receiver stood out to you? I liked Quez Watkin. I love T. Higgins, but I don't think there's any chance he gets to Green Bay. But I'm with Perry. That's what she said. I think he's probably my favorite wide receiver in this draft. James, thanks for the super chat. What do you think about Sammy Watkins? I think Sammy would be a great addition if A, he ends up being let go from Kansas City, and B, if the Packers can afford him, which I highly doubt. I know they did make the call on Sammy a couple years ago when he was a free agent. He ultimately went to Kansas City because they blew everybody else out of the water deal-wise, but now they may have to cut him. Yeah, I mean, I'd absolutely love him across from Devontae. There's no doubt about that. I just don't think that's a very realistic possibility. Now, again, never say never. They may want to, maybe once they make some moves, i.e. cutting Jimmy Graham, freeing up some other cap space, maybe they are able to do that. But as someone once said, there's a lot of ballgame left. Pax, what she said rocks. Listen, people. Thanks, David. Yeah, I think Maggie and Perry are really hitting their stride. Their latest podcast went up earlier today. They talked about the Mason Crosby signing. They looked at all of the Packers free agents, the decisions Brian Gutekunst has to make. I definitely recommend you check it out. They're doing great, great stuff. Late Nights with Nags. What's up from Myrtle Beach? What's up, Andrew? Hello from Indy. It's good to see you, everybody, jumping on here. 98 people on a Saturday night. Ben Rashawn Gary is the new punt returner. Ah, somebody's already started. That's good. Do you think they overpaid Crosby? No, I think I saw in the average per year, he's at number three in the league. That sounds about right. You know, you gotta give it up for quality and a guy who, you know, hit 97% of his kicks last year. I understand it's maybe a little pricey comparatively, but I'll pay for that peace of mind. I mean, the kicking around the league was bad last year. And to have a guy that consistent, been doing it that long, leader in your locker room is Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have both pointed out, and able to kick in really bad conditions pretty consistently, is worth it to me. Schobert is asking for $10 million per year, reportedly. Is that an investment the Packers should do? Seems expensive to me. Yeah, I'd be very surprised if they went that route at that price. I mean, maybe. I know I saw that the Press Gazette reported that they were going to be exploring that possibility. That was prior to the news coming out earlier today that $10 million is his asking price. Maybe that comes down. Maybe they get it to come down and continue that pursuit. But, man, yeah, $10 million for Schobert feels like a lot. Although, you know, you turn it around, you see these some corners getting 17, and you think, okay, well, 10 for an inside backer isn't that crazy, especially with the salary cap set to jump again next year. You know, I understand you got to pay people. I understand that. But I do think they can get Nikowski for significantly less than that and not much worse of a player. MVS, another Janus. Ooh, Jonathan, that's a good question. Certainly trended that way this year. Just couldn't put it together. I'll tell you what he has going for him that Janus didn't is that Rodgers still believes in him. I don't think Rodgers ever lost complete faith or confidence in the kid. I think an offseason will do him good to come back into camp with a clean slate, get to work, those offseason workouts, and then in the mini camp and training camp. I don't see Rodgers shying away from him the way Aaron did with Jeff Janus. But he had a rough year. There's no doubt about it. He's got a lot of work to do. But he's got a ton of potential still. I still like him. Schobert is the best coverage linebacker in the league? Well, maybe because Kuechly retired. But I think he's good. I don't know about that good. Move Aaron Rodgers to defensive end. Now we really are drinking. Any thoughts on how EQ will be used when he returns? Yeah, not specifically. I mean, I think you'll see a continuation of what we saw his rookie year. He'll be moved all over the formation. Obviously, we didn't get to see him in Matt LaFleur's offense yet, but I do think they'll try to see where he fits best. I mean, hell, if Geronimo Allison can run in the slot, who knows? Maybe they try EQ in there. But yeah, it's going to be fun to watch how they try to utilize him and bring him back and kind of ease him in. I will say this, he's going to have to make the most out of every single rep because you got to think they're going to add people either in free agency or the draft. And those reps are going to become precious for playing time, for opportunities. And if he doesn't hit the ground running, he could kind of get buried on the depth chart, so to speak. Do you think splitting the interview process among rookies over 2 days rather than having 15 in a row will change the outlook on how the Packers view rookies? No, I don't. Ultimately, it's about that initial kind of reaction and or impression. I don't think that changes regardless of the schedule. Maybe the odd guy might be harried and or a little off, so to speak. But for the most part, no, I don't think it changes much of anything. I love it. Do you like any QB in this class? Greetings from Buenos Aires. What's up? I like the kid from Iowa, whose name escapes me at the moment. But he's better than I think I gave him credit for when I was the few college football games I watched this year. But, you know, as far as the big names go, I don't, you know, everybody, you know, they get so picked over. I mean, Herbert's a robot, you know. Obviously, Burrow is amazing. Tua, if he checks out medically, and that's a huge if, I think he's probably the best quarterback in the class. But, you know, that's not groundbreaking or shattering. It's stuff that you've heard and seen everywhere else. Life About Official Tim, thank you for the super chat. Curtis B or Kenneth Murray, line up next year together. Curtis Bolton, we'll see. You know, I think he's got a long way to go, but I love Kenneth Murray. You guys know that's my draft crush. I would absolutely be doing backflips if the Packers ended up with Murray. No doubt about it. What free agent would you pick for the Packers if you could only pick one of the realistic options? Michael Pierce, if he hits free agency, the lineman from Baltimore. Matt LaFleur has praised the wide receiver's abilities to block. Do you think that would be a factor in the draft decision process? Denzel Mims has been praised for his blocking. That's a really good point, Jimmy. I don't think it tips the scale, so to speak, but it's certainly in the conversation. As a team that wants to run the football, it wants to have balance, it wants to be able to work play action off of that running game, you got to be involved as a wide receiver, and you got to be a willing blocker. And I think, you know, to your point, I think Mims has been talked up in that regard. I don't think that's going to boost anybody's stock as far as moving them up a draft board, but it is certainly something that, you know, Brian and his staff will consider if and when they are on the clock and trying to figure out which guy they want to take. Those are the conversations that will be had. Well, what kind of, you know, is he a good blocker? Is he a willing blocker? Is he a physical guy? Those things will be talked about in the moment. But when the evaluations are being made these next kind of week, you know, or two after the combine where they really set their boards, I don't think it's going to determine, you know, where they're set. But thanks for the super chat. Thank you for all you do. Quarter pounder or the Whopper? I'm a Whopper guy myself, but hold the tomatoes. Do you think Raven Green has a big year next year? Yeah, I hope so. I'm interested to see how much his playing time gets affected if they end up kind of retooling the inside linebacker spot and maybe Pettin, because of that, doesn't use as many three safety looks. Because if that happens, you got to think Green is the one who goes to the bench. That said, I do think he's going to be very effective in the defense going forward, much like he was those first couple of weeks prior to his injury in 2019. Philip, thanks for the super chat. Is Hooper a realistic signing? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely he is. I think there are going to be a lot of teams calling, and there's a very good possibility that, you know, the quote-unquote bidding war happens and the Packers probably have to set a price and then bow out. That's kind of what I'm expecting to happen, but you never know. We'll see how it plays out. Jason, thanks for the super chat. What's the most ideal tailgate spread? Oh, man. I don't know, but it's got to involve a Corey Banky old-fashioned. That's all I know. Wouldn't Isaiah Simmons be a pipe dream at the nickel safety slash linebacker hybrid in Pettin's defense? Sam, 100 billion %. And there's no way that's going to happen. He's going to be gone in the top five, and there's or at least top 10. And there's the Packers just don't have the firepower to get up there and grab him. But, God, yes, I would love to see him in Pettin's defense. He would solve a lot of problems. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. Please hit like, hit subscribe. If you want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. Thanks a lot, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Have a great weekend. I'll be back. I'll be traveling tomorrow, but I'll be back here doing Extra Cheese on Monday. In the meantime, visit cheeseheadtv.com because we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.